wrote an article years ago about brushing teeth on Shabbos. So one of the items that we've been requested to speak about is brushing teeth on Shabbos. It's always hard to knock things down to 10 minutes, especially something you put this much time into. You can find the article online, but I'll try my best. There are no less than 8 issues that are discussed by the poskim when it comes to brushing teeth on Shabbos, 8 halachic problems. The way I like to break down the 8 problems is in 3 basic categories. One category is issues that relate to the use of toothpaste on Shabbos. Second category is issues that relate to the use of a toothbrush on Shabbos. And the third category is other issues relating to brushing teeth. You know, more side issues relating to brushing teeth. Let's take one at a time. Issues relating to the toothpaste. So issue number one is the issue of mimareach. The Mishnah Masech Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amaralf, tells us that one of the Lamatas Melachos of Shabbos is Melacha called mimachik. Mimachik, the Rambam defines as removing hair or wool from the hide of an animal in order to smooth out the hide. The Rambam writes that a told of mimachik, the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yudalef, Halacha Vav, a told of mimachik is mimareach. Mimareach means taking a substance and smoothing it out over a surface. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, and others agree with him, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, and Archaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Beis, that when you take solid, dense toothpaste and you smooth it out over your teeth, that's a violation of mimareach. Now Rav Moshe uses the word mimachik, but Rav Shechter pointed out in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, he clearly didn't mean mimachik, he meant mimareach. Because mimachik is when you take something off of the surface, something from the item itself, off of the surface in order to smooth it out. If brushing teeth was actually mimachik, Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav, then after you brush your teeth 1,000 times, you wouldn't have any teeth left. What he meant is mimareach, not that you're smoothing the teeth themselves, but that you're smoothing out the toothpaste, that you're spreading the toothpaste. That's Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Vad Yosef, in Yabiyah Omer Chelek Dalet or Chaim Simonim Chav Zayin through Lamed, has a lengthy discussion of this, and he writes that he doesn't think it's mimareach at all. He says that because over here the intention is not to keep the toothpaste on the surface over which it is being spread. The intention is to spread it out and then immediately wash it away. And he has raya that that would not be subject to mimareach. That would not be called mimareach. Rav Soloveitchik, quoted in Nefesh HaRav, pages 168 and 169, says that you violate mimareach only when the layer, the thing that you smooth out over the surface, is meant to remain there. Also, he agrees with Rav Vadia that mimareach is not violated if you're just putting it there very temporarily and then you're going to wash it away, like we do with toothpaste. So he thinks that it's not mimareach. Second issue relating to the toothpaste is the issue of molid. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, says that you're not allowed to squeeze or crush ice or snow and make water flow from it on Shabbos. So there's a machlokas rishonim, what exactly the issue is. Rashi writes that it's a creative act. It's what we call, and it resembles a malacha, that doing anything that creative looks like a malacha, that you're changing the form of something, so that's too similar to a malacha. The Rambam and the Rashba, however, say that no, that the issue is that it looks like schita, that you're just like when you squeeze a sponge, water comes out. So you take snow and you squeeze it, water comes out, it looks like schita. So one major difference between Rashi versus the Rambam and the Rashba is whether it's permissible to change a liquid into a solid, right? That would not resemble schita at all, but would certainly be a creative act. Mishnah Brura sounds like he holds that we should be machmir for both opinions. In Shin Chav, Sivkat and Lamed Gimel, sounds like he holds we should be machmir for both opinions. So, there are many poskim, including Rav Moshe and Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, who say that using toothpaste on Shabbos, where you're taking it from a solid form and when you brush it on the teeth it turns foamy, is considered a violation of molid. However, Rav Vadia and Rav Shechter also told me this, that he holds this way as well, holds that it's not a problem of molid, because it's not really a significant enough change to take something that anyway is soft and pliable and turn it into a foam. He didn't think that that's considered to be enough of a change. It should be noted when Rav Vadia's Meikel, he thinks that it's only a kula that can be used by Sfardim. He thinks that this is subject to machlokas mechaber Ramah, but we don't have time to get into the details for that now. Third issue when it comes to toothpaste is an issue of refuah. We know very well, Chazal were masakin, they're not allowed to do anything therapeutic on Shabbos because of the gzeira that you might come to grind something up to make medication. That it might, it's a gzeira mishum tochein. So there are some poskim that wanted to suggest, can be found in the Sefer Tshuvas Oel Moshe, Chelik Beis, Simon Sadiches, where he wants to suggest that the fluoride in toothpaste strengthens the teeth and protects them from future decay. That's true. That's not what the old Moshe. What he suggests is that, and that is therefore a problem of refuah. The fact that there's fluoride there, which is going to protect the teeth from further decay, is an issue of refuah. Also, there's a desensitizing agent in the toothpaste that makes your teeth less sensitive to hot and cold. And he holds that that might also be an issue of refuah. However, most of the poskim don't even think of bringing up the issue of refuah when they talk about brushing teeth on Shabbos, probably because anything that's done by a normal, healthy person is not subject to the issue of refuah. For instance, if you eat chicken soup and your throat hurts, it's not refuah, because even though you might be doing it for a therapeutic reason, but you're perfectly normal, perfectly healthy people eat chicken soup also and drink hot tea also, so therefore it wouldn't be subject to the issue of refuah. So that's pasha pshat why we assume that it's not at all an issue of refuah. What about issues relating to the toothbrush? So the first issue related to the toothbrush, most major issue, is the issue of schita. Schita is when you squeeze a liquid out of a solid in which it is absorbed. That's a problem of schita. It's related to the malach of dash, according to most poskim. And the Gemara says that, that let's say you take a wet cloth and you squeeze it out, that is a violation of some malacha. That is schita, it's a violation of some sort of malacha. Tosos relates it to dash. He thinks schita is a told of dash. The Rambam says, no, it's only a told of malabein. Schita is like malabein. When you launder something, that's what schita is related to. We discussed when we learned Masech Ksuvos last year. But the Gemara clearly says that the iser of schita does not apply when you squeeze liquid out of hair. But the poskim assume, Beis Yosef assumes, that means that it's not an issur d'oraisa when you squeeze out of hair, because hair doesn't actually absorb, it's just packed tightly together, and water gets trapped in between the hairs. So how does that translate over to a toothbrush? So Rav Moshe writes in his Tshuva that he thinks that it is a problem of schita. To use a wet toothbrush, it's just like schita b'seir, it's like schita on hair. The water is packed between the bristles, so it looks like schita when you push the wet brush against your teeth and water comes out of it. So he says that that's an issue of schita. Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg in Sri Deish in Or Chaim Simon Lamed has a lengthy discussion why he thinks that it's not schita to use a wet toothbrush. He says it's a psik reishan, it's a rabbanan, it's not mefarik because it's useless, so it's not an issue of dash. As soon as the water comes out, it's not usable. He says that the sponge is connected, it's like a sponge that's connected to the hand, to a handle, which the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chav Sif Yud Zayin says is totally mutter. He has all sorts of different kulas, which again, we don't have time to really go through right now in the course of the 10 min halachashir, but you should know that the Sri Deish is mekel. Rav Shlomo Zalman also is mekel, even though he rejects each of the reasons that the Sri Deish offers for his kula. Rav Shlomo Zalman is also mekel, he thinks that it's not a problem of schita to use a toothbrush. The next issue with the toothbrush is uvda d'chol. Uvda d'chol means doing weekday activities. The poskim are not exactly sure how to define what constitutes a weekday activity and what doesn't constitute a weekday activity, but there are some poskim, including notably Rav Avadia Yosef and Yabi Omer Chelek Dalet Siman Lamed, who thinks that using a toothbrush is uvda d'chol if it's the same toothbrush you use during the week. However, most poskim don't even bring up uvda d'chol when it comes to brushing teeth. They assume that using a toothbrush for whatever reason, whatever the gedarim are, much more complicated discussion, is not an issue of uvda d'chol. In fact, Rav Avadia is so serious about the uvda d'chol issue, he thinks it's the only issue when it comes to brushing teeth. He thinks all the other issues are easily surmountable and it's not a problem. He says the only thing you need to make sure if you brush teeth on Shabbos is that you have a special Shabbos toothbrush, so that it's not uvda d'chol. Other than that, he thinks that there's no other issue. Another issue the poskim discuss when it comes to the toothbrush is that the bristles are going to fall out of the toothbrush. So a couple of issues. First of all, we're not sure exactly what malacha that is if the bristles fall out of the toothbrush. And even if it is some sort of malacha, it doesn't really happen. So it's not really much to discuss in that issue. The issues not relating to the toothpaste or the toothbrush are the following. Hachana. Hachana is an issue Rav Moshe discusses in his Tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kufyud Beis, and Rav Avadia Yosef also discusses in Yabi Omer Chelek Dalet Siman Lamed Os Chaf, and is also discussed by Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul in Or Letzion Chelek Beis, page 253. They all discuss that if you wash the toothbrush off after you finish brushing, which people typically do, that's considered Hachana, preparing it for the next use for after Shabbos. How can we be makel with that? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman thinks it's not a chana at all, because he says any time that you do something as a matter of course, that's just what you do. When you finish taking a drink of soda, you put the soda back in the fridge. That's not a chana to put the soda back in the fridge, even if the next time you use it is going to be after Shabbos. It's just that's what you do when you finish drinking soda. So when you finish brushing teeth, you wash off a toothbrush. It's not a chana. The other reason to be makel, Rav Schechter pointed out, is that it's messy on Shabbos to have dirty toothbrushes around your bathroom. That's a mess on Shabbos. You're not doing it to prepare for after Shabbos, you're doing it because it's a mess to leave a dirty toothbrush around. So it's not an issue of achana. Another issue the poskim discuss is chavala. Chavala, again, the simple way around the issue of chavala, even though there are poskim that are machmir about it, the Minchas Yitzchak and the Tshuvas Ol Moshe are machmir about it, Pashup Shad is there's no issue of chavala because it's not a psik reshe. And if it is a psik reshe, that every time you brush your teeth, you definitely bleed, you really need to see a dentist because it's a major problem. You probably have lung, not lung, you probably have gum diseases. So that you should get taken care of. So that's a separate issue. It's really not a major issue. So bottom line, halacha l'maisa, can you brush your teeth on Shabbos? Can you not brush your teeth on Shabbos? 32nd halacha shir. Can you brush your teeth on Shabbos? Can you not? Four shittos in the poskim. Rav Schechter and Rav Soloveitchik, and I later found out after I wrote the article, a Rav from Chicago by the name of Rav Regensburg, who wrote a sefer, I forgot what it was called. Rav Schechter told me he read the sefer, and the piece that he liked the most from the sefer was the one thing on brushing teeth on Shabbos, because he said exactly the same thing that Rav Soloveitchik said. They all hold that it's totally mutter. No issue whatsoever. Regular toothbrush, regular toothpaste, wash your toothbrush afterwards, totally mutter. The second sheet is Rav Vadi Yosef, who has that unusual sheet that says that it's all mutter except uvda d'chol. You just need to make sure you have a Shabbos toothbrush. But other than that, you can use regular toothpaste, regular toothbrush, everything else. The most popular opinion is probably that of the Sri Deishan or Shlomo Zalman, who hold that you can use a wet toothbrush on Shabbos, but not toothpaste on Shabbos. There's no issue of schita, but there is an issue of mimareach. So if you use liquid toothpaste, that would be okay. You just can't use a pliable kind of mushy toothpaste. It has to be liquid, and that would be no problem. The most machmir sheet is the sheet of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds you can't use a wet toothbrush, you can't use regular toothpaste, and also you can't wash off the toothbrush when you're done. The only way to brush your teeth, according to Rav Moshe, is if you put mouthwash in your mouth, and then you take a dry toothbrush and brush it around in your mouth. That might be okay, according to Rav Moshe, and then you can't wash off the toothbrush afterwards. So Rav Moshe is the most machmir opinions, and probably why Listerine strips were invented for holding like Rav Moshe. Those are the four basic shittos.